Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, here's your daily reminder, although we're not really doing it daily, so this is your weekly reminder that Aaron Rodgers still hasn't signed anywhere.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Well, yeah, the draft is next week.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Remember Mike Tomlin said you got to get to know someone, get intimate with them first. So.
Yeah, so right now they're
doing it?
They're doing some hand stuff, I guess, over the clothes.
They could be around third base by now. We don't know.
Getting to know each other.
Seriously, they want it. Pittsburgh wants him.
Yes.
But he obviously doesn't want them.
No, he wants to go somewhere else. He wants Minnesota to change their mind.
Yeah.
But Minnesota doesn't sound like they're going to.
But with the draft next week,
yeah.
What the hell is Pittsburgh supposed to do?
Don't know.
They have to know. So we have to be getting a solution soon.
It has to be. Unless
there's no way he's going to drag this out and keep them in the dark
I'm not certain about
until
that.
Until after the draft?
He doesn't love a darkness retreat.
The only thing I can think of is Aaron Rodgers might be trying to pull the... I don't really want to be in Pittsburgh. I do think that the receiver thing is going to be a problem for him. I do. I think that's also why he was trying to work out with DK Metcalf. Those three, Pickens and Metcalf might be, and this is saying something, that might be the most problematic good receiver duo in the entire NFL. And you're going to put those two with, without a question, the most hard-headed problematic quarterback in the NFL, what could possibly go wrong? So he may be waiting for someone to get hurt. Like New Orleans, if he wanted to go to New Orleans right now, with Derek Carr probably being out for the year, you could do something like that. Or waiting to see if McCarthy isn't ready, or waiting to see if Brock Purdy gets hurt, or
whatever.
Why
then the report, because Rossini was on Colin's show today, and she said the Steelers don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
No.
So why that report then? If he, just tell them that.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't, I guess his thing is the Steelers don't have another option, so he feels like he can hold them hostage. And the Steelers don't have the ability or are not willing to at this point to tell him to go F himself. Because if they do that, then their answer is Mason Rudolph. It's Mason Rudolph.
Hell yeah.
And it's, hell yeah, that's a good quarterback.
According to Albert Breer, Rodgers offered Minnesota a one-year run at a Lombardi.
Yes.
And he said that he would be tutoring J.J. McCarthy along the way.
He's a liar.
He said that he would be willing to not be Aaron Rodgers. And,
sure.
And hey, we understand. We're just I'm here to win, but I'm here to mentor J.J. McCarthy. And they didn't buy it because honestly, Minnesota is in a spot where if you believe that Aaron Rodgers was willing to do that, Minnesota should do it. But they don't. No one believes him because he's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
They must really like McCarthy.
Yeah.
So I guess you got to trust him.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't know why Minnesota wouldn't want to make a one-year run with Rodgers.
I think they would if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
So he's that bad, huh?
I think he's problematic. I think he's problematic because of all the stuff that goes with him. And Minnesota runs one of the most just detailed offenses in the league, and which is why you've seen quarterbacks there have a lot of success, including Sam Darnold. And you want it to be done inside of that structure. And that structure is nowhere what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. And supposedly, when Aaron Rodgers goes someplace, it is, this is why, remember he butted heads with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur was begging him, just trust me on this. I can make you better. We can win here. But in bad moments, Aaron Rodgers reverts back to being Aaron Rodgers, and he wants to run the Aaron Rodgers offense.
Yeah.
And something tells me that Minnesota just is looking at that and being like, how many times, whether it's at work or whether it's in a relationship, how many times do you have to hear from someone to be like, no, baby, I can change? This is Bill Belichick, right? The greatest coach of all time couldn't get a job in the NFL because no one believed that he'd be willing to give up personnel control. He said, hey, no, I'm willing to work with the GM. I'm willing to not be involved in the personnel stuff. I'll just be the coach. And the NFL teams looked at him and went, yeah, no, you can't. Aaron Rodgers has 20 years under his belt to be Aaron Rodgers.
So then, okay, so if Minnesota is being smart,
yeah,
that means the Steelers are being extra dumb.
Yeah,
they and they've botched this
yeah.
because they don't have a backup plan.
Nope.
Especially if he doesn't tell you if he's coming there before the draft.
Yeah.
I have concepts of a plan.
The Steelers and we love the Steelers. Everybody loves the Steelers, right? Like I mean, you don't have to be a Steelers fan. I'm just saying, like, when I say that, I mean, the Steelers are always held up as this great franchise who's really well run every year. And all they do is win. And Mike Tomlin just win, you know, never under 500, you know. They have absolutely screwed the pooch on their quarterback situation since Roethlisberger. And this is the worst of it yet.
Yes. Yes.
Why is no one calling them out on this?
Since the Roethlisberger thing, they have absolutely butchered the quarterback position, and they backed themselves into a corner. And then I also think it's scary because the one time that they ended up in this situation, which is why I think they really are desperate to get Aaron Rodgers. So they were trying to do the peace gap thing and, oh, we can figure this out. And then they got into a desperate situation and they were forced to take a quarterback, and it was in one of the worst quarterback drafts, and they ended up with Kenny Pickett. And I think it really has made them gun shy that guess what this type of draft is right now? It's a Kenny Pickett draft.
Well,
and now they're sitting there at 21 and they're going to end up, they're like, oh my God, gun to the head. Are we going to take Jackson Dart?
Well, why not keep Russell Wilson? Like, if they just kept Russell Wilson, I don't think this would be a huge problem for them.
Probably not. But Russ wasn't willing to wait around for Aaron Rodgers. Russ was like, all right, well, you're going to sit around and we know that the Aaron Rodgers thing is what you want. You know, their biggest mistake may have been believing that Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
And Russ wanted to make sure that the music didn't stop on musical chairs and he was left without one. He's like, I got a seat over here. I'm taking it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. I think the biggest mistake is them thinking that Rodgers would come there.
Yeah. So now if you're...
They've really botched this.
They have. And I honestly, if I'm a Steeler fan, and I know it's frustrating, but... If this thing crashes and burns and it's Mason Rudolph.
Oh, man.
Maybe the best thing that could happen is that you have the 1 year where the Tomlin thing doesn't work out and just be bad and mash the restart button, right? And go into next year's draft, get a top five pick, and go grab your quarterback and say, we're turning the page. The problem with that is you just signed DK Metcalf to a big deal. You've traded away picks, DK Metcalf. You traded away one to go get Minka Fitzpatrick. TJ Watt is expensive and is older. Cam Hayward is expensive and older. You've spent money to feel like you're, because you are constantly trying to win.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But until you get the quarterback right, it's not going to happen. So it may just be in the best thing to just take your medicine. And no one wants to take their medicine, but sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to take a step backwards. And I don't know if that leads to Tomlin being fired or whatever, but what they're doing, as good an organization as they are, they're not serious. They're not serious contenders, and they won't be. They won't be until they figure out a way to solve that problem. And And we've been, how long since Ben's been there? I mean,
yeah, 5, 6, 7. I mean, six
it's
years.
It's been a while.
7 years. Six.
Look and see when he left.
What? How many seasons? And how many quarterbacks? How many different starting quarterbacks have they had?
Let's take a look. See here. When the last time old Ben suited up? And by the way, even towards the end of that, you know, his last year there was 2021, and they were 9-7, and Ben was just...
So it hasn't been as long as I thought. So they just had Pickett for 2 years and Wilson for one, that's it?
Since Ben, their starters have included Mason Rudolph, yeah. Kenny Pickett, Mitchell Trubisky, and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Yeah. But it's all been over like a three-year
yeah.
span.
Yeah, three yeah. years. Wow.
And really, that last year of Roethlisberger was just them trying to hold on to, you know...
You're the new Browns.
Yeah, you're trying to hold on to it. So, you know, it's no one wants to take that step backwards, but the solution isn't there. And it's really hard. Even if you like a quarterback at the top end of the draft, to go from 20 to let's say there's three quarterbacks that are really good in the draft. And there's not, by the way, there's one in this one. But let's even say like there's three or four. To move from 20 to like 6, it's really an unheard of jump. Like you'll see people that'll move from, you know, 15 to 11. You'll see people that move from 9 to 3. But the amount that it takes to jump up like almost a full round, it is an astronomical price that you have to pay. And not many people are willing to pay that unless it's like this, oh my God, this generational player. And if you do have this generational player, let's say a guy that comes out that you know Andrew Luck or whatever, no one's trading it. Like it's the teams at the top aren't going to do it no matter what you throw at them, and so it's this catch 22 that Pittsburgh is stuck in, and it stinks. What they need to do is pull a Baltimore. Because if you remember, Baltimore kind of had this thing too. And you know what Baltimore did? They drafted a 3-time MVP and they drafted him at 31. Actually, 2-time because he lost it to Josh
Allen. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Flacco was...
Yeah.
Was Flacco gone? I don't know that he was gone yet, though.
It was like
Roethlisberger.
Yes, it was just,
they knew they needed a quarterback.
Yes.
They took Lamar and Pittsburgh took Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
God.
Now, again, it's easier said than done because you... How do you find an MVP at 31? But Baltimore did, which is why Baltimore is a contender and Pittsburgh isn't. Sometimes the fates just...
Well, you got to give them credit for making that
you
pick.
You give them credit.
Did the Steelers pass? Did the Steelers have a pick before the Ravens?
I'll take a look.
They did.
They probably
did. They could have had Lamar Jackson.
I'll take a look. A lot of teams could. A lot of teams could. And Baltimore had the balls to be like, no, dude, he won the Heisman Trophy. We'll take him.
The odds on the Steelers week one starting quarterback, Rodgers is still the favorite. Rodgers is -150.
Is he really?
But then it's Jameis Winston followed by Kirk Cousins.
Quick reference point, Lamar Jackson taken with the last pick of the first round of the 2018 draft. The Steelers had the 28th pick, could have had Jackson. They took Terrell Edmonds, safety out of Virginia Tech.
Wow.
And that just goes
But what year was that?
2018.
And so they still had Roethlisberger.
They still had Ben.
But
it was...
He was winding down. They could have easily taken Lamar Jackson.
He would have been like 37. 36 or 37 at that draft.
Damn.
And that's... And do we know what the Ravens situation was at quarterback then?
2018?
It would have been 2017 would have been the last year. Because if the 18 draft...
End of the Flacco deal maybe? I don't know.
So I'd have to look up and see what...
Flacco played in 17 and 18, and then Jackson stepped right in for him.
Okay. So again...
So it's kind of the same
situation. Kind of the same situation, where they looked at it and said, hey, you know, Flacco is on the way out, and at 31, we're taking... And you want to know those two franchises and the different passes.
And do you want to know the next quarterback taken after Lamar Jackson?
No. Wait, yes.
Oh, probably Jalen Hurts, huh?
No, it was the Steelers taking Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my God. when did Rudolph go?
76. There were 40 picks between Jackson and Rudolph.
But they picked a quarterback.
They picked a quarterback in the second round.
Damn, dude.
And I believe the Ravens traded up to get that pick from, or in the end of the first round because they wanted that extra year control with Lamar.
That is.
Boy, I tell you, the Steelers get a pass, don't they?
Brutal. They do.
Nobody really criticizes them, but they really botched this.
Yeah, they did.
All right.
Which is why when you get to the end, you know, you cannot like the Jordan Love pick, but again, give Green Bay credit for being like, hey, we think this thing's ending, and we got to pivot.
Someone said that they think Kirk Cousins will be the Steelers' day one quarterback. I could totally see that.
Yeah. It's just a huge financial hit for Atlanta to get rid of him. But
they're going
to
have to do something.
You like that?
He's going to be the most expensive backup in NFL history.
All right, coming up next, the odds to land Cooper Flag. Here is Buck.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.